Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Any and all donations are helpful. Nothing is too big or too small. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto de Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have a woman denying that she'll ever have had a hoe phase because she's somebody's daughter, future wife, and mother. I ask the question, does anyone actually believe her? The fact that she's spending this much time denying it means that the hoe phase is probably in full effect. You know, the wall approacheth and the rooster roller coaster is slowing down, so it's time to find a nice beta provider. Up next, a white South African used a boomstick accidentally on a black lady, which he claims he mistook for a hippo. His argument is probably self-defense because hippos are bloodthirsty and dangerous. But clearly he couldn't have mistaken her for a hippo because he went fishing in a river with her. I don't know if what he did is potentially cruelty to animals or racist at this point. Number three is this bumper sticker that says the women are coming. Expect us. Is this yet another case of women invading male spaces? Unfortunately for women, they have finished infiltrating all male spaces over the last 20 years or so. So we shouldn't have to expect them because they're already here. But seriously, what should we expect? More whining and complaining about everything, perhaps? Moving on as a Gambian man that enjoys doing grape and going after women with pointy objects. Yet he can't be deported because he might not be given proper medical treatment in his home country. Remember that it's women that voted for this, and the UK has fallen. Meanwhile, the police go door to door in that country to stop people from posting mean tweets. Let's not forget that in his home country, he would also get 200 years prison. I think it was a female judge that probably was turned on by him and invited him to disrobe her and enter her chamber, if you know what I mean. Number five, we have an attractive Asian Only Fools model that died from a self-deletion attempt. She not only attempted it, but she succeeded as well. I said she was too old to be doing that as a job at the age of 37, but I forgot that she's Asian, so she looks like she's 27 instead of 37. What I don't understand is the very existence of Lonely Fools when you have unlimited corn on the cob content all over the internet. Why pay for it? Up next is Ambi, a size 22 influencer branded as perfect as she stuns in a backless mini dress. Looks like she's got bitties or back titties. As Al Bundy always says, the perfect woman has extra cleavage on the backside so that a man has something to grab onto while he's dancing. That is, if you can reach around that much. Abby's so stunning that there goes my lunch, and I didn't even eat one. Now someone just needs to invent the back bra for those bitties. With so many morbidly obese women these days, he would make a fortune. Moving on, Felix Rex asked the question, can this ever be stopped? The pickup line in this case is, hi, I'm from India. It looks like bobs and vagine are inevitable for this dude. Funny enough, more and more Western women are dating Indian guys these days. They just don't look like this guy. They're typically tall and attractive guys named Raj. India's so poo-filled that they made a film called The Last Poo Bender. Next up, Playboy terminated their contract with Mia Khalifa after she made disgusting and reprehensible comments celebrating Hamas after they ended people in Israel. Mostly women and children. I guess she showed her true colors and effed around and is now found out. Finally, a woman gets canceled for a change. Playboy's basically saying that they have morals now too. You just need to ask yourself who actually owns the corn industry. Remember, a rabbi owns one of the biggest websites. Up next, it looks like Queers for Palestine are getting their metaphorical wings. But someone should tell them that if they ever visit the Gaza Strip, they would need literal wingsuits because they'd probably end up skydiving off a building. This pretty much sums up exactly the logic that Queers for Palestine have. Something tells me they didn't quite think things through. I just don't get the whole Bitcoin laser eyes in this meme. Number 10, we have the most common interracial couple, a white male and an Asian female. But ironically, the biggest example insecure trad cucks use to show the end of the species is a black man and a white woman. It seems like racial purists are hypocrites, thinking that it's okay for the whole world to look like Tim Pool. They just don't want the world to look like Barack Obama or Bob Marley. Moving on is one of those wonderful AI-generated fake Disney posters, which you'll be seeing a lot more of in the memes of the week. I have to point out, though, that the single mothers are nowhere near as attractive. We laugh at this right now, but the way Disney is going in another 5 years or so, this will actually be a movie poster. All she's missing is hopelessness in her eyes, as well as a shiner. In 5 years, AI will probably make this film a reality. Number 12, reportedly Elon Musk threatened to burn down the film studio if they fired Amber Turd from Aquaman 2. Apparently he wrote Warner Brothers on an aggressive note. Here's Elon in a liquor store with a boring company flamethrower, and it looks like he means business. He must have been bewitched by a BJ. But we all know that Amber Turd has to go. I suspect that her kid that she has now, through surrogacy, actually belongs to Elon. Up next, we have an Asian woman saying that she basically doesn't play into the idea that Asian men are less masculine than other men, and that that's a problem. Meanwhile, look at the way she looks around a white dude. Looks like she prefers this flavor of masculinity, and it makes her super happy. She's probably just saying what she's saying to convince other Asian women to be with their own men, so she has less competition for the white dudes. Number 14, it looks like that hot chick from high school is finally ready to give you a chance. It's too bad Sunny here is just unrecognizable now. Looks like she went from smoking hot to damn. Looks like there won't be any more sunny days. It also looks like all the women you wanted to hook up with in high school aren't actually waiting for you now. Moving on is Abigail Joy, and would you rather date her or would you buy Bitcoin from her? One choice is a waste of money and the other is Bitcoin. The Bitcoin halving is coming, and you better get some before it gets to $100,000. She's just a female chameleon grifter, though, looking for men's attention. She's probably looking for a beta with a lot of Bitcoin. She wants your keys, but she will never give you the keys to her heart. Just a lot of hurt. Number 16, a fertility clinic, quote-unquote, accidentally impregnates 500 women with the sperm of a mentally handicapped Siamese man. This guy doesn't look dark. He looks green like Kermit the Frog. One Dutch woman named Sonia said that as her kids got older, they were darker, and that one of them has some level of retardation. 500 offspring, one autistic man. The bloodline must flow. The real question is why they collected sperm from autistic super sperm man here in the first place. Up next, you have two women with completely different lifestyles. The feminist on the left controls you through her cooch. The traditionalist on the right controls you through cookies and kids. But remember that both of them are gynocentric. Just like one fisherman uses a net to catch fish, and a different fisherman uses a rod. The end result is still the same. The fish ends up getting caught and eaten. At least the blue-haired chick is honest about her true nature. Number 18, if the draft was ever introduced, Elliot Page here would return to being Ellen Page, to avoid getting sent to the front. Unfortunately, though, she's gone forever, and she's never coming back. Many of you are hoping for her to yell out in pain, that it was a phase, that it was a phase. Again, I don't see it. Remember, guys, only a woman would actually take hormones to grow a beard so she can actually shave it off. Moving on, we have another trad wife. This one lets her husband bang other babes while she cooks, cleans, and caters to his every whim. The guy looks like he's under a lot of pressure and doesn't look happy at all. He looks dead inside. He looks like some sort of bad boy thug as well that doesn't appreciate her. If that's the case, then she's probably desperate to keep him and willing to do everything to do so. Number 20 is Jada Pinkett Shakur. Smith. Embarrassing Will Simp by saying that Tupac was her true soulmate. Looks like Tupac dodged one Jada-sized bullet, but not the other one. Looks like she's also missing Tupac so much that she's turning into him. She was alpha widowed, and so she decided to get together with Will Beta Smith as her backup plan. Number 21 looks like Adobe has developed software that detects if an image has been photoshopped. Apparently, it even detects when black fathers have been photoshopped into a picture of a family. Let's not forget the quality home-cooked food as well, because so many black families headed by single mothers go hungry. Moving on is the AI Disney entry number 2 for this video. In reality, that's exactly what happened on 9/11. But how exactly did they actually do such precise demolition to building number 7 that had many of the intelligence agency's offices in it? Looks like the AI also forgot to put an Israeli flag in his office. I can't wait until AI makes the complete movie. Number 23 is a woman tearing down beauty standards when they apply to women. But the beauty standards that apply to men, those of course can stay. Whenever men have standards, women start using shaming language. Remember guys, when they ask you about your height, that's when you need to ask them about their weight. No matter how much they try and change men's preferences, it's never going to happen. Up next is Sam Bankman-Fried's former lover. Even she has sex and relationships easier than most men can. A couple of centuries ago, she would have been called a witch and thrown into a lake. Today, she gets to steal billions of dollars from millions of people. Not only was she having sex, she was also having orgies. Sam was loyal and monogamous to her, no doubt, while she was not, even though he was a billionaire. Number 25 and the last one for this video is an article proving that love is blind. Both him and his partner were white, and deep down he knew that this child wasn't his. But he's being hailed as a kind, mild-mannered giant of a man. He kept his cuckery to himself. After the wife passed away, she confessed that her daughter was a result of a one-night stand. The guy probably didn't say anything because if he played along, then he would have looked like he planned the whole thing. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers in the algorithm. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Also remember that I make these videos for free, so donate what you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.